Good morning, my name is Monty Rowland. I'm with Monty Design in Morrisville, North Carolina. And this morning what I'd like to talk about is how to structure your project from a file standpoint and from an organizational standpoint. Monty Design is a full-service design firm in Morrisville, North Carolina. We provide industrial design, mechanical engineering, and prototyping capability on demand to help you move your project from concept to ready for the shipping dock. So, we've talked about our current design, released. Let's go back to release for a second and talk about revving assemblies or not to rev assemblies. It's going to be driven by several things. One is that if your design changed dramatically and the assembly doesn't look like the parts, you need to rev the assembly. Other times you may need to rev the assembly is if you have a vendor that has a PLM system that is tied to the assembly rev and doesn't have the flexibility to control it without to make a change to their drawing set without a revised assembly. We've seen that. We have a project right now we're working on. They don't have that control. So if we make changes, we have to revise the assembly just because we revised a part. And the problem is that if you have to do that, there may be a lot of sub-assemblies in between, so it's definitely a lot of work to do that. And so you're kind of starting to see, as a manager now, why sometimes your engineers are reticent to do revisions, because there is some work to it. So other directories that you'll need, one is that I create a project management directory. Project management directory has contracts, has any schedules, things that you need in managing the project, but maybe not necessarily need to execute the design. So another thing we would do is that we want to create a bill of materials. The bill of materials is so handy. As the project goes along, your bill of materials is going to become a costed bill of materials. So at the end of the project, what we want to see is we want to see a bill of materials that has a part number, a description, a revision, and has costing information. Now, depending on the project, there may be some projects where that's completely handled by the client. For a Monty Gear project, one of the last steps is to make sure that bill of materials is correct, has the costing information, and then that is used by the person doing the pricing, which often is me for Monty Gear. I will take that, and if that bill of materials is done correctly, what I can then do is add the cost of labor to do assembly, any shipping costs, and then I know how to price the product without going through and pulling up a bunch of drawings. And this is so important later on, it saves a tremendous amount of time. So as you go through the project, other directories we're going to want to have is quotes. So every time a quote comes in, scan it in. If it's electronic, save it. Create a directory of your quotes from your vendors in one spot. So that's a subdirectory under your project directory. You got quotes. So we've done current design, concepts, quotes. Another one you'll often have is something called files from client. And so those are files that the client has provided. These are documentation that where they've given you pre-project documentation. There may be initial version of a product specification. And so this is that repository of those documents. There again, a lot of times we'll save those file names by date. If it's a quote, we'll save it by date and vendor name and then possibly, you know, what that is if it's a single part quote. So you can quickly scan down that directory and find the quote for the lower left beam or what have you. And you may have other directories as needed. Those will depend with projects. One of the other things we do is create an images directory. And then the images directory, underneath it, will have a description of generally of what that image is about. So it might be /images/first prototype or date first prototype, date, proof of concept, date, alpha prototype, date, beta prototype, date, installation. So that way you can scroll through there and very quickly find those images. It's also a great place if you're a manufacturer to also put your product shots or your products in use. Maybe they're static images done in the light tent. But that way, you've got a great way to go find that because it's tied to the project. So this project directory, theoretically, if you were to just copy that to a flash drive, it would have everything you need to continue with that project. And that's good because over time, hard drives change, files get deleted, directories get changed. But so if you encapsulate everything in that subdirectory, then that makes life a lot easier. So kind of to roll back through this, we've got parametric files, we've got non-parametric files, and then we've got files that are often edited. And so the parametric files are SolidWorks files. It could be Inventor, it could be Pro-E, but those are files that need to be kept together, need to be moved using a pack and go. And occasionally with your current design, one way to make sure you have the correct files in there is to pack and go to a temporary directory, delete the files in current design, and then copy those back in. And that way you know you don't have some superfluous files in there. Other files that we'll create and need to do something with are non-parametric files. So these could be IGES, STEP, DXF, DWG. And these files, in the release directory, it will have the parametric files plus a PDF of each drawing and maybe a DXF or DWG if that's needed to do a cutting process, say a 2D cutting process like water jet or sometimes a machine shop if they're working from a 2D file. It also have the 3D non-parametric files like STEP or IGES. And so that way, in that release directory, you've got the CAD files, plus you've got the files you're gonna send out to vendors, the non-parametric files. Then probably this would be a good spot for your bill of materials for that rev. And so in this case, a lot of these files follow the same format. It's part number, for us at least, it's part number, space dash, space description, underscore, rev, R-E-V, underscore, or excuse me, space, and then the two-digit revision code, so 00 or 02. And so we do this to keep these file names consistent so they're easy to read through quickly. And that way everything is, you can very quickly figure out what you're looking for. If you don't maintain control over file names, you end up with file names that mean something to one person today, but may mean nothing to someone later. And 6 months from now may not mean anything to the person who named it then. So I think it's very important to maintain that control, have a strict doctrine over that. That bill of materials, it's important for costing purposes if you're a manufacturer, because that way your engineer is taking what they've learned when they went out for quotes, or the purchasing agent, whoever went out for those quotes, enters that into your bill of material. So now you can do your pricing quickly without having to go look for a bunch of information which may be hard to find. Also, storing those quotes is valuable because then you've got a way to address that quickly there again without having to go look through emails or look wherever. So from a 100,000 foot view, what we want to do is we want this project directory to provide everything you need to pick up that project, modify that project, price that product, or deliver to a client. And if you can do that, then that helps multiple phases of the organization, not just engineering or industrial design, but also purchasing. It's great for a reference later for sales and marketing because they understand what's driving the cost, and it's just a win-win all the way around. And that's important to maintain that discipline, because it's not only helping you in the engineering stage, like I said, you'll reap benefits for the life of the product, especially if you ever have to go back and make a change, or you ever have to go back and reprice, or pricing on components change. It's a great tool, and having that in a standard format is just benefits you. If you have any questions about this, please don't hesitate to give me a call. I know it's kind of a long section here and technical, but happy to entertain your calls, questions. It's 1-800-722-7987. It's Monty Rowland. Email Monty, M-O-N-T-I-E, at Monty, M-O-N-T-I-E.com. Or you can visit our website at www.monty.com. You can see the results of client work we've done at the Monty.com website, or you can see some of our projects that we've done for ourselves at Monty Gear, MontiGear.com. I hope this has been beneficial. Monty Rowland, signing out.